Welcome back to another edition of the Summer Staycation Interviews here on Moose FM, put on by NWT Tourism. Today I'm speaking with the general manager of the Ptarmigan Inn in Hay River, Terry. Terry, how are you doing today?
Hey, Tyler. Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. So, Terry, if people don't know, how long have you been the general manager over at the Ptarmigan Inn?
2016, so coming up 4 years in September.
And maybe if people aren't aware, you know, what is the Ptarmigan Inn?
Ptarmigan Inn is a hotel here in Hay River, located right downtown, across from our beautiful rec center. We've got 42 rooms, catering, a restaurant and a pub, so the Doghouse Pub, 100 seats in the Keys restaurant, which is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We have a full-service gym for the town of Hay River and, of course, for hotel guests. We're a busy hotel, and we're getting busier now that things are starting to loosen up here.
Yeah, you were mentioning the bar and the gym. Kind of, do you want to go a little more into depth of what kind of services you can expect to see at the Ptarmigan Inn?
Sure, yeah. Our gym, Fitness for All Gym, is we've got about 100 members right now. It's free to hotel guests, but we have monthly 3 months, 6 months, and daily passes for the gym. For the Doghouse, we have our Wing Wednesday is obviously a very busy night for us here in Hay River. We have all kinds of special prime rib. We used to have a lot of live music and different shows like that. Unfortunately, right now we're not hosting any, but it's still starting to pick up. We just extended our patio for a temporary. We've been approved for an extra 25 seats out there and kind of extended that about 300 square feet, which has been really popular, and the town has really responded well to that. And then the Keys restaurant, same thing, just some nightly specials and a delicious breakfast that starts up at 7 in the morning, goes till 11, and services are obviously our town, but our hotel guests as well.
Yeah, and also I know you guys trying to make sure things are with social distancing and that. The restaurant, those are all available for takeout as well?
Yeah, we do takeout. We've always done takeout through the hotel, but since COVID, we've actually started doing delivery, which has been actually fairly busy, especially when everything was closed up. We were doing deliveries. Now it's kind of slowed down a little bit, but we're still offering delivery service from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then we do delivery off sales, which I believe we're the only ones in town to do. So we do that until 10 p.m. at night.
Yeah, and you were mentioning to me before the interview got started here, you're looking forward to a baseball tournament happening this weekend. So obviously people are staying in the Ptarmigan Inn, and maybe there are some sites in that they want to take in around the town. As someone that lives there, what are kind of some of your favorite sites to visit in Hay River during the summer?
Oh, Hay River's beautiful. I mean, there's within 45 minutes to an hour drive, you got, you know, Alexander Louise Falls, Escarpment Creek, McNally Falls, Lady Evelyn Falls, and Kikisa. Of course, there's our beautiful beach, which you have the same one in Yellowknife. We have a nice big beach. It's very busy in the summer times. Our golf course is, to me, the best in the Northwest Territories.
But I mean, Yellowknife's is essential, like a big old sand pit. But, I mean, if we want to actually, like, have, like, turf, you know, the Hay River one does seem pretty nice.
Yeah, Yellowknife is nice, too, for sure. But, yeah, we have a nice course here. Our Fisherman's Wharf is, without a doubt, a must-see when you're coming to town, and we've got a brand new pavilion that's supporting that this year. I think it's starting next week even, so if you got time, definitely come down for that. Just driving around Old Town and seeing the different, you know, the old boats and barges and things like that. I mean, Hay River is very, very beautiful. The river, and it's a very active town too. I mean, there's always boating and golfing and fishing and just always something going on, which is really nice.
Yeah, so maybe if this was someone's opportunity to, like, come see Hay River, like, for the first time, what is, like, something you definitely think should be one of the first things they check out? I know you mentioned the falls kind of at the start of your talk there.
I mean, right, if you're driving in, which, I mean, that's a big part of our tourism, is that rubber traffic, is you're driving in, you got to pass the falls, right? And that's a beautiful little hike through there. I think it's about a kilometer in between Alexander and Louise Falls, which is a beautiful hike. You can go right down to the water. I mean, the water's pretty high right now, but normally you can walk right down there. So that would be a must-see for sure. And then as you're driving in, about 10, 15 minutes out of town, you got the golf course. And then in the wintertime, that's also the ski club, which is, again, another beautiful, beautiful sight to see for sure. And then just the river, right? The highway follows the river, so you kind of can see glimpses of it for sure. And then you get into town, and we have beautiful campgrounds, and our downtown is also beautiful. So there's always something to do, and normally there's lots of tournaments, whether it's slow pitch or fastball or hockey or, you know, which right now is a little bit slow, but I'm happy to hear that we're going to have a fastball tournament here this weekend.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be fun. So kind of closing it off here, are you guys offering any special deals during this summer?
Yeah, we are. We're doing a staycation package, which is in conjunction with NFT Tourism and the staycation packages here. It's a golf getaway package. We have two options. We have one-night package, which is up to 27 holes of golf here in Hay River. One-night stay, breakfast and lunch provided for $195 per person, which is an amazing price for us. It's just trying to get people to come visit Hay River when our borders are closed. And then, again, we've got the second option, which is a weekend package, which is unlimited golf for 2 days, two-night stay at the hotel here, two breakfasts and two lunch and dinners, and that's for $375 a person. And you can book that through www.tarmianin.com. You can email myself at manager@tarmianin.com or just give us a call, 867-874-6781.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we'll let you give that info one more time. And thank you again for taking your time to speak with me. So if people are interested from what they've heard, how can they get in contact to make a reservation at the Ptarmigan this summer?
Yeah, you can visit us on Facebook, Ptarmigan Hotel. You can visit our website, which is www.ptarmiganin.com. You can also just give me an email or give us a call. My email is manager@ptarmiganin.com. And our phone number is 867-874-6781.
Awesome, Terry. Well, thank you very much. And if you want to hear the rest of Terry's interview, you can head over to myyellowknifenow.com, where his and the rest of the summer staycation interviews are located.